This Tourist A Radio destination takes us to the Mid-North, well, and the Flinders at the same time, I guess. We're talking about the Steamtown Heritage Railway Centre in Peterborough. We're joined by team manager with the centre, Shirley Dearlove. G'day, Shirley. How are you?
Hi, David. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
So it's been a while since we've spoken about Steamtown, but tell you what, there's plenty to do there, isn't there?
There certainly is. We keep on chugging along. Ha ha.
I see what you did there.
We've actually been quite busy. We're entering our really high season at the moment. We've had lots of families through. We've had lots of double shows of the sound and light show at night. So we find that the 7:30 show fills up. And then we've got to run a second show straight afterwards. So, yes, we're keeping very busy here.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of history to this place, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Once a major maintenance centre for all the steam trains. We were part of the Peterborough Division of the South Australian Railways. So we had teams of people working 24 hours a day, just making sure those steam trains were back on track as soon as they were maintained and ready to go again.
And a lot to be learned about the history as well with the line to Broken Hill, isn't there?
Yes, or that itself from the line from Broken Hill to Port Pirie was a major line, especially for the mines up in Broken Hill. So yeah, we've just got so much. Our guided tours are actually about an hour and a half long. You go into all the different carriages that used to work on that bustling line. So yeah, it's very interesting, and people just love it.
Is the movie feature still something we can check out as well?
Yeah, if people find it's a little bit too cold in Peterborough and don't want to come out at night, we do offer the movie portion of the sound and light show in our theatrette. So during the day they can do the tour and then they can see the movie portion of the sound and light. The sound and light has been upgraded, and it actually is not just the movie anymore. We've got steam and lights and music that actually starts happening within the office area of Steamtown, and then you travel through the diesel shed and you experience things in there, and you walk down the path past the roundhouse, and there's lots of sound effects happening, and then you actually do end up sitting in the carriage on the turntable for the rest of the show. So yeah, a lot more interaction, I guess.
All right, yeah, and definitely a hands-on experience too.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody loves the fact that you can go into everything, and the children won't be told off for touching things, and they're encouraged to do so.
It sounds fantastic. Shirley,
yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
Our pleasure.
For more information on this Tourist A radio destination, head to tourista.com.au.